Wake up every morning with Chum 104.5.
My station. So what are you the Tom Brady of?
Yeah.
This is something I really contemplated and thought deeply about as I perfected my stance on the couch yesterday afternoon. That's what I perfected. You know, Tom Brady has really zeroed in on what he is genetically, DNA wired to be incredible at.
Mm-hmm.
There may never be a quarterback quite as good as him.
Smart, great, great arm. Can take direction and also be a coach on the field.
Marilyn, the memory.
Oh, yeah.
Can memorize all those plays, all those routes, the peripheral vision.
Yes.
You know, the fearlessness, drop back, don't get out the pocket, I'm about to get tackled, but I'm going to throw this bullet anyway, boom.
Yeah.
Right in there.
Only have 30 seconds.
You got to have.
Yes, you can.
All those things to be as good as he is.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt. Gosh, will there ever be someone quite as fast as that human being ever again in history? I say no.
That's so funny you brought him up because I thought about him too.
I think about him all the time. I'm just like, wow. Can you imagine being that person saying, yeah, I'm the best without question at this? Could be something as great as running or throwing a football or just as, you know, small as sewing a button. What are you the Tom Brady of?
Well, you know what? I'm going to read a text and I have to say I think I'm the Tom Brady of this. Putting things in a safe place so I don't lose it, and then I forget where that place is. Because I can tell you now, since he's left town, I cannot find my husband's birthday present.
Where?
I hid it from him.
What?
I can't find it.
Oh,
hid it from yourself.
I hid it from myself. I'll put it here because he's going to be in town, so he doesn't see it. I can't. I woke up yesterday morning going, where is that present? Where did it go? So, yeah. So, I'm with you on that one. I am the... Let's put it in a secret place and I'll find it later. And then when I look for it, I can't find it.
I once thought I had a condo troll because I lost so many things. I was like, there must be a troll taking all my things. Person listening texted, Tom Brady of sarcasm.
Yeah.
That's what they believe they are. They've nailed sarcasm. They got it perfectly. Another person said, I'm the Tom Brady of getting... let me read this correctly. I'm the Tom Bradley of getting stains out of clothes. But you haven't really perfected that text or voice text thing yet. Fair enough.
I'm the Tom Brady procrastination. Huh? Anybody in the room?
Procrastinate every now and then.
Tom wins on that one.
You're procrastinating.
Especially the insurance claims where you have to claim stuff from the company, you know, the medical claims and stuff.
Yeah, I can't stand those things.
Totally procrastinate.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is when you do, and I personally have done a lot of things. I've attempted many things. Sports, music production, all types of things, but I can't say I've mastered any. Doer of all, master of none. So I don't know what I'm a Tom Brady of.
I know. I don't think I'm a Tom Brady of anything. I'm with you on that one. Because, you know, we keep trying and trying. I tried to be an artist. I tried to be a violinist. I tried to be a this. I tried to be a... Nothing connected. I thought, why doesn't this brain go into this arm to play the piano? Why do my sisters have that capability and I don't? Because it just doesn't happen.
I think it's a fantastic feeling when you've figured out exactly what you're just the greatest at. Oh, maybe I'm this. I'm the Tom Brady of parking. I've had people tell me when I park a car, they're like, wow, how'd you do that?
You a parallel parker without any assistance from any technology?
Nothing, man. I can parallel park. I back in into every parking spot. You know, I usually like to park. Head out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess.
Hey, we got to. There's something.
That's my claim.
That is a
right?
claim to fame right there.
Tom Brady.
That is. See, that's good. A lot of people can't. A lot of people can't do that. So there you go. That's how you have to think of this.
Yeah. Well,
that's
you know.
That's awesome.
Do a little soul searching this morning and text us at 104.536 and tell us what you were just absolutely beasting at. What you were the Tom Brady of.
Maybe you're the Tom Brady of battle. 416-870-1045. We're going to play that at 6:30. You might win a phone from Samsung.
Mm-hmm. And it's just that easy. Pick a team and win. But which team? Marilyn or Jamar? So I want to tell you a quick story, but the question I want to ask you is there anything that you just absolutely resent paying for? You know, you have to pay for it, but you just resent it when you got to pay for it. I'll tell you why I felt this way. It was Saturday, and I was out just shopping. I went over to Canadian Tire, and I remember reaching into my bag, and I took out my glasses case. And when I took my glasses out, these glasses right here, one of the arms fell off.
Ah!
I was like, no, I just bought these glasses not even a year ago, and the arm's already off. But if you wear glasses, you understand.
A lot of wear and tear, yeah.
Well, just these little screws. Every day, you know, you're swiveling them like this,
uh-huh.
And the screws tend to fall out. So then I spot a glasses store, and I say, I'm going to walk into this glasses store right now and see if this guy could put a little tiny micro screw. It's not even a centimeter, not even a millimeter. They're so small. And I said, I'm going to see if we can put a glasses screw into my glasses. And I'm thinking as I'm walking into the glasses store, is he going to charge me for this screw or not? And I'm like, this should be free. You know? And I understand. He's got to pay for them. But I think the glasses store is making a little cash. I'm not a customer yet. But you'd really get my my loyalty if you gave me a free screw.
Right. Wait a minute.
So I run into the store.
That's a different profession.
Well,
altogether.
You know.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. I walk in and I give him the biggest smile. Hi, sir. How are you? Give him a wave because I'm trying to butter him up a little bit. Hey, how are you? Good day today. Hey, it's raining, but it's a wonderful, beautiful day in Toronto. He's like, how can I help you? I go, I need a screw for my glasses. He goes, oh, sure. Why not? And I gave him the glasses. I go, how long? He goes, come back in about 20 minutes. It'll be done. I'm just a little busy. I go do my shopping. The whole time I'm praying that he's going to not charge me for this screw.
Yeah.
And I get back and I'm like, hi, sir. I'm back for my glasses. He goes, oh, sure, sir. And he gives me the glasses. I give him a smile. He looks at me. That'll be $2, please. I'm like, ah!
Hey, $2 is okay, though.
I
thought he was going to charge you like parts
and
labor.
Still, I just come on, these screws should be free.
I know.
So
had you gone back to Modern Optical, Gary would have.
I know
in
I wasn't.
Free.
I wasn't my dad.
You know. You know. I know.
I wish I was there, but anyway, I reached in my pocket, I chuck him a toonie, and I was just like, "Thanks, sir, for your troubles."
Oh my gosh! Well, let me tell you what I had to pay. I resent paying for.
You resent paying for?
I do. I resent, and I understand why we do it. Kind of, I resent when we come back from the States or from another country, and we have to pay. We have to show them our receipts and say how much we spent. You know, that I resent that. I just go, it's not your business if I spent that much money on a pair of pants. But anyway, if you're gone for more than 48 hours, you have to spend, you know, if you're okay for $800, but over that, you have to pay a duty. And I resent that because, you know, I just don't want to do that.
Marilyn, I completely agree with you.
Yeah,
you should be happy I'm coming back. So just let me in.
But I'm always honest, I'll tell you that.
Mine's travel related too. I don't like when you have to pay extra to select your seat on the flight.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very recent thing.
It is. And then you select the front seat, and then you realize there's no seat in front of you, so you have nowhere to put your bag.
The bulkhead?
There's no bulkhead, so everybody, you have to put everything above you, and then as we discussed yesterday on the show, then someone else jams their bag above your seat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were in the front row, that is a pain in the butt.
Do you guys resent having to buy water?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. It's so dumb. It's water. I mean, if there's anything that's free in this world, it should be just water, right?
Or air, right, Tom?
Well, yeah, when I'm filling up the tires of my car, I don't want to pay for the air.
Okay, that's the thing.
Let me explain how that works.
I don't care about your explanation.
I'm not, you got to hear.
Told me yesterday.
Well, someone else has to hear this. You guys realize that you're not necessarily paying for the air, but you're paying for the service of that compressor.
Yes.
But you know, you need the compressor. Can you blow the air into your tire with your mouth? No, you need a little more compression, a little more pressure.
Yeah.
You're paying for the compressor, Tom.
All right. Okay.
I get that. I understand that.
He doesn't like it.
By the way, since I'm in front of a microphone,
yeah.
Since I mentioned customs, I like everybody in customs are very good.
Okay.
But I just want to say, can you raise it from 800 to 1,000 at least?
Just sound like a better, better number.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I also think online shopping should have some of those same rules.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you have the 24-hour, the 48-hour window, I think that should still apply to online shopping.
How are they enforcing that? Are people being really honest about that?
Well, I know I am because I don't want to lose my Nexus card.
Yeah.
I've always
I will declare it. I don't want to.
If they suspect that you're not, they'll open up your bag and check.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Listen, I was flagged a long time ago for Hidden Valley Ranch. Which came in little packets. They thought I was carrying maybe cocaine. I don't know. And they opened up. I bought 8 Hidden Valley Ranches. And they opened up 3. And I said, okay, listen, you're wrecking my dip here. Okay?
Yeah.
Stop opening it up. But I felt like such a criminal. And I never want that feeling again.
That's funny.
I told you. I was almost arrested.
Marilyn's brush with the law. Man.
Yeah.
You're a rebel over there, girl.
I know.
Hey, what do you resent paying for? It could be to the little things, it could be the stupidest little thing, but you just wish it was free. And here we go, the E-Talk Entertainment update brought to you by IKEA. Give late nights a rest. The IKEA bedroom event is on now. Get 15% off all bed frames until February 18th. See your nearest IKEA or IKEA.ca for details. Hey, Tracy.
Good morning.
Okay, now before you get started, we've got the scarf on that's so reminiscent of the 70s.
I'm Rhoda.
So much Rhoda.
Rhoda.
And then you've got your Adidas tracksuit on, which is so reminiscent of now and
And
back
Run
then.
DMC.
Yeah, so you're like, there is a, wow.
I've got
Take
the 80s and the 70s. And then the 90s with my vegan shoes.
Well, you really are. I approve of all of this going on right now.
She looks great. Oh, look at you.
Thank you,
Jamar. You guys are dressing the same.
Well, Jamar and I like the Adidas jackets, the warm-ups. Okay, we got a... Liam Neeson's team is working 24/7.
No kidding.
The last little while. So he's doing a junket. His new movie is called Cold Pursuit. In it, he plays a snowplow driver whose son dies under mysterious circumstances, and he's seeking revenge. So in the context of this interview, he's asked about revenge. He opens up and says to the reporter for The Independent that he's never spoken about this before, but that 40 years ago, a female friend of his had been raped. And he asked her if she knew the attacker. She said no. And then he had asked her, do you know what color the attacker is? And she said the attacker was black. So he said that he grabbed a kosh, which is, a UK term for a baton-like weapon.
Blunt object.
Like a blunt object, mm-hmm. Yeah. Looks like it could do some damage. And he walked the streets for days looking for a black man. He used a black B word so to basically approach him so he could kill him. And he said that, to kill him. A random black man to seek revenge on his friend's rape by another black man. So, obviously, this is very inflammatory and starting a lot of conversation on social media and in real life. And, he's opened up a lot of wounds here.
Yeah,
he's opened up a lot of wounds.
What brought him to this conversation in the first place?
Well, because it's like a Liam Neeson movie. He's seeking revenge. His character is seeking revenge.
Okay.
So revenge was the theme. And and of course, he goes on to say that it was awful and horrible behavior. He made it very clear that nothing ever happened, that revenge isn't the answer. But, you know, it started a whole conversation about the fact that, you know, you're putting the actions of one man collectively on a whole community.
Yeah.
And that's a problem that is still, we're facing in 2019. So in a conversation like this needs to happen, but it also comes from a place of privilege.
It does.
It comes from a place of privilege.
You're absolutely right. And the thing is, the fact that his people, are working overtime. How are they gonna resolve this one? I don't think they are.
I don't know. It's gonna be a tough one.
I feel badly for everyone involved.
Me too.
Because it's just he's
and I've
terrible.
Spoken to Liam Neeson many times, and? Always great.
Yeah.
Always great and fun. And not taking away from what he has said. But maybe the fact that he is, sometimes we are a place we were at when we're younger, and that we have to have experiences and meet different people and live in different communities to understand the error of our ways before.
Yes, right.
So,
right.
So you know what? I'm hoping that is it. That's much like Kevin Hart had whatever situation before. We have to move forward.
That's a good on that one.
I think a lot of us can go back into our closets and some skeletons can tumble out. Not condoning these actions, but I'm just saying.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Now, let's talk about something that really doesn't matter,
but
we'd like to hear about it anyway.
Yeah, yes. Big Boy. So, Big Boy's halftime show.
Oh, this
Super
does
Bowl.
Matter. Yeah.
This matters, I was happy to see Big Boy again, but PETA was not happy with his performance and not his music, but what he was wearing.
Jamar and I talked about that yesterday. How come, no one said anything, but now they are?
Now they are.
Okay.
So, they fired off a stern open letter to Big Boy saying that even, addressing him by his legal name, Antoine, like a disappointed parent. So in the letter, they try to convince Big Boy to retire all of his furs and to switch to faux. And they believe that he can donate his luxury fur collection to the homeless. And they are even going to send him a gorgeous, in their words, faux fur for him to flaunt instead of the real.
Give it to the homeless.
Yes.
So the homeless guys can get dragged when people see them in those furs? No way.
Yeah. And it's also, this is an African-American man who was raised in the South, so the issues are big all over the place.
One day I was wearing a faux fur, and it was a faux fur. 100%.
Yes.
And the PETA people were in front of a major department store, and a person put a trap in front of my face and followed me down the street.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that scared me. So I took the faux fur and sold it. Like, I got rid of it. I and it was faux. So I thought, okay.
I've worn faux fur on TV, too.
Yeah. And don't do it.
It's not. But I know, but I love my faux fur.
I know.
Even when it's
faux
fur, that,
you still get the backlash.
Yes.
Which is very interesting. Yeah. I think
it's so. I don't know what the message is.
I understand the cause.
I understand the cause, but yeah. I just feel like if you're wearing faux, then you're trying to wear faux.
Let's do very quickly.
Andy Cohen is a dad. Oh, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. Sure. Is a dad.
Yes.
Yay, Andy Cohen.
Via surrogates. A baby boy named Benjamin Allen was born 9 pounds, 2 ounces, measures 20 inches long.
Maybe he'll grow up now, our dear Andy Cohen.
I know. Or hopefully not.
Maybe not. He's funny. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I thought you were going to bring up Ariana Grande dating Pete Davidson.
Oh, my gosh. Ariana Grande dating Pete Davidson. Oh, my gosh.
That's over?
No.
So now it's Kate Beckinsale.
It's Kate Beckinsale.
It went from a Grande to a Vente.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to use the line.
I know. Kate Beckinsale
I can't use
and
it
Pete
tomorrow.
Davidson. Can you believe
there
that?
There you go. I can't use it tomorrow. Thank you, Tracy Melcher. See you tonight on ETalk at 7 o'clock on CTV.
Tuesday. What's up? It's Chum 104.5. We are going to play the double word duel. Team Maryland versus Team Jamar as we battle it out. Marilyn, good morning.
Good morning. Who's on my team?
You got a guy named Mike over there. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are we doing?
All right. You are on Team Maryland. You hear that?
I do, and that's the best team, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I like your attitude.
Maybe not. I would say Gloria chose very wisely. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning.
Gloria chose Team Jamar, and thank you for being part of the fold.
I'm very excited.
All right, so we are trying to win this great prize. That's to see Hugh Jackman at Scotiabank Center. He's coming in June. Besides Wolverine, he's a song and dance man beyond.
Definitely the consummate showman.
Yeah, see.
Hugh Jackman is fantastic. So this is how we play the game, guys.
Okay.
Caitlin's going to give a clue, and the answer is always going to be a two-word answer, and both words rhyme. For example, the candy used to lure E.T., Reese's Pieces. Exactly. Well, I got that one round right there.
So, but you're reading it from the page, so that helps.
Maryland versus Jamar.
All right. So Maryland versus Jamar. It's us. You guys essentially just have to sit there and
just relax.
Pray that you chose the right team to be on.
That's right.
Now, let the masters do the work. Caitlin, are you ready to start this thing?
All ready. Okay. Now let's make it clear. Only one answer.
Fine.
Okay, we can't.
Any of the stipulations, Marilyn?
Well, no, it's just that we.
Okay, so we will accept your first answer given.
Right.
Fine.
The yell random things out.
Okay.
Let me get the mouth loose. All right.
What a different game this would be if it was 5 to 6 in the morning. Anyway, let's do it now.
All right. So remember, it's a two-word answer and both words rhyme.
Okay.
What you have when you wake up and your hair's a mess.
Bedhead.
Oh, that's so good. Yes.
Thank you.
Come on. Sorry, Mike.
Right? Question
Marilyn, you're
number
killing me.
Two.
Okay, here's the next one.
All right.
This one is a name. He starred in The Holiday and School of Rock.
Jack Black.
Oh, that's so good. What a bad movie, but what a great question. Okay.
Oh, anything.
Sorry,
Jack
Mike.
Black,
Mike, I couldn't think
right.
of anything.
All right.
That's all right.
Third question.
Uh-huh.
A handheld two-way radio that kids...
Two-way. I know what it is.
I see. Walkie-talkie.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Mike. Okay, that's 3-0. 3-0.
Come on, bring this back.
I'm trying to.
Fourth question.
All right.
A minor car accident.
Fender bender.
Yes.
Oh.
Ooh.
Marilyn, you're on the board.
I was thinking, you big dumb jerk. That's not it. That's what I want to say. But
fifth question.
Okay.
You put your left foot in, you take
Hokey pokey.
This is how fast things can change.
All right.
Okay, sixth question.
The Patriots, Marilyn, coming back.
Traditional mail sent by post.
It's what we call it.
Snail mail.
Yes.
Oh.
Whoa.
Tom, no clues. Tom, joking.
The clues for the room,
Marilyn. Snail mail.
So it's 4-2 for Jamar.
All right.
Right.
This is it. If Jamar gets this,
this is it.
It's over.
Okay.
And
all right.
If not, we keep
all right.
It.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
All right.
what people tell you to take if you're really stressed.
Stress test.
Nope. Chill pill.
Ah! Yeah! Shamar, you won it for Gloria. Sorry, Mike.
Yo, I gracefully ran through the tape after.
You threw me off when you said Patriots. That was not a good thing to say to a Steelers fan. But anyway, Mike, thanks for playing. And Gloria, June 25th, you get to go to the Scotiabank Center to go see Hugh Jackman, the ultimate showman. It's going to be great. It's going to have, hopefully he can come and visit us on the morning show. Shamar McNeil, you stepped up to the plate.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well done.
Hey, Gloria, enjoy your show, and thank you for joining this show, all right? So you got the password for all your important stuff, but do you have a backup, like, just in case you die? Something you should think about. Because there's $137 million just floating out there in the nether regions because the guy died.
What?
So here's the story. There's a company in Canada that says they can't access $137 million worth of their customers' assets.
What?
Because the one guy that knew the password to this fund, he died. And no one else had the password. It's so serious that they've actually just filed for bankruptcy protection until they could figure out another way to access everything. But I'm guessing that this thing was so airtight that there's no way to get into this fund if you don't have the password, because, you know, it's a lot of assets. It's people's money.
Yeah.
So they probably didn't create a fail-safe of sorts, but now they're scrambling to figure out what do we do.
Are we naming who this company is? Or
yes,
get
it's
out of?
Pardon the pronunciation. I believe it's Quadriga X or CX, Quadriga CX from BC.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And wow.
$137 million of customers digitally cryptocurrency assets, and cryptocurrency is a pretty new thing, so you know,
I know somebody that's involved with that.
Yeah,
that's
so
interesting.
One could argue that they probably even haven't thought of this possibility yet because it's just so new.
You know, I think on a smaller scale, now that you've told me that big scale, with people like partners, you know, living together, and people can't get to their husband, wife, partners if they should pass, they can't get their password, and they've got to go through so much stuff to get what the funds that they need.
So, a friend of a friend passed away last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was talking to the friend and we were discussing, you know, all the things around this really unfortunate, untimely passing. One of the things she told me was they were thinking about taking this poor young girl's phone to the morgue to try to get it opened with her fingerprint, because there was information that they really, really needed, you know, her medical records and things like there was just in, I forgot exactly what it was, but they could not get into her phone to retrieve the information or anything that they needed, you know, to contact relatives and stuff. So they were going to try to press the phone on the
Okay. I just got the new, the relatively new iPhone with the Face ID.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
What if I'm in the mortuary and I'm laying down on the thing and they can't get through my thing and they take a picture of me? I guess I'll look okay.
Do it quickly before she turns green.
Will it recognize it?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
That's wild.
I remember a couple months ago, I don't know if you've done this yet on your Facebook, so I'm not even on Facebook anymore, but there is an option on Facebook where they say it's like legacy setting.
Yeah.
So in case Facebook has determined that something has happened to you, you can designate one of your friends as now the person who controls your account.
Oh,
I designate one of my friends. Yeah. There's a setting. I think we should all do this because...
Yeah, for sure.
God forbid.
Did you tell your friend that you're no longer on Facebook?
Yeah.
You know, because they're really worried, Jamar. They can't find you anymore.
Find him. No, I told him. Well, you know, something to think about with everything we do right now is password protected. Yeah. We want to be safe, but you're not going to be here forever. Who's going to control those things?
That is a wild story.
When you're untimely gone.
Family dinner might be a little awkward for the parents of 27-year-old Raphael Samuel of Mumbai, India, who is trending because he says that in spite of his, quote, great relationship with his parents, he did not give them permission to give him life.
Hello?
Yeah, he says he's planning to sue his parents for bringing him into this world without his consent.
How old is this?
He's 27.
Yeah.
He maintains that they acted selfishly for their own enjoyment and pleasure when they decided to have a child.
Was he making the statement from the basement where he's living at his parents' house?
He's making it on social media, and now he's trending, and he's part of this growing movement promoting the idea that children shouldn't be forced to be born.
So I don't even know how to respond to that. It's so stupid.
I think we can just say this is like the dumbest story you're going to hear this week. I don't want to say for even a month, but you know, for
if
this
you hear
week,
anything more dumb than this, let us know. But yeah. I don't think it could any be any worse.
Text us right now at 104536 if you know a dumber story.
That guy just needs a hug or something. Like, oh, what is wrong?
Well, can you imagine him in the courtroom?
I don't know if he's just, you know what I think this is? You know when there's somebody who's a contrarian to the point where you can't even enjoy speaking with them or spending time with them? They don't necessarily even have to be a miserable person. They are just a contrarian through and through. They always have to play devil's advocate. This guy is playing devil's advocate against his own existence. It just doesn't even make any sense. Wow. But if you see this story today, it's not clickbait. It's actually true and it's trending.
But is there an argument against, like, how do you argue that point? I mean, I don't know.
I don't think he's going to do that very well, and I don't think he's going to do well in court, and I think he's wasting a judge's time, and the judge will likely tell him that. No. But we will find out. The Chinese Lunar New Year is trending. Today marks the start of the Chinese New Year. The celebrations began last night for many people when a New Year's Eve reunion dinner is held with families sitting down together, lots of symbolic dishes being served. 2019 is the year of the pig, which is a symbol of wealth. You have played that noise every time I've said the year of the pig.
It's kind of disturbing.
It has always kind of surprised me and disturbed me.
That, my friend, is the voice of a very rich man.
That's multiple pigs. It's the year of the pigs, plural. So people born in the year of the pig are said to be enthusiastic, generous, compassionate, outgoing, and optimistic. Mm. And there's lots of rituals performed to kind of signify a new start around Chinese New Year, like cleaning and organizing the house in advance of the New Year beginning. So leading up to today, you'd remove all the dirt, old bad luck, old things from the previous year to welcome and make room for lots of good new luck in the new year.
But so, is there a more optimistic animal than a pig, Caitlin and Marilyn? I mean, really, think about it. I've never asked them.
I haven't truly asked. Dogs seem pretty optimistic.
Well, pigs will eat just about anything, and they'll be happy to do so. That's pretty optimistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to think about that. That's another question. I'm still trying to get the kid out of the basement that's suing his parents. Sorry.
You're still down there. Story. And watch out for any sort of, you know, issues on the road today following yesterday's big melt, because the unseasonably warm temperatures created a lot of troubles around the city. Sinkholes popped up. Mm. There's a Range Rover that got stuck in a hole near King and Church Street.
Range Rover just drove by here on Duncan. Maybe and I looked at that and I thought, that's how the big that vehicle is.
Yeah, the driver was unharmed. Thankfully, the vehicle was safely removed, but the hole was 10 by 6 feet wide. Warning, it could open up even further. And yesterday morning, then another 2-foot wide sinkhole formed on Bloor Street West near Queen's Park. You saw, you know, lots of ice melting. A Canada Post worker showed a video of a huge block of ice that fell on his car. You had issues over at One King West Condos. So just, you know, there could be some issues on the
road. How scary would it be, though, being on a road, going home, and all of a sudden, you know, you see in the horizon, there's a, you know, maybe a traffic light or whatever, and all of a sudden, you're in a hole.
That'd be crazy.
That would be so scary. I hope he's okay mentally.
This is the kind of issue I expect to see in Florida, but I don't expect to hear about it.
No, I know. It's so true. All right. Thanks, Caitlin.
Wake up every morning with Chum 104.5.
My station.